Well, I had a question for you, but I don't know what to ask.
What is it?
Well, I wanted to know why it was that you seem to run into experiences in life that we talk about in Masnavi class the next week, the experiences happen. Have you got some explanation for this? I mean, the vizier was at our house. Well, not quite, but I mean, made an appearance, and I was going, well, that's strange. We were just talking about that this week. Oh.
Yes, there are explanations. Not one. First of all, the logical part is when we talk about something, then you notice it. If you don't talk about it, you won't notice it. This is one radical part. Another one, again, the logical part is that this is what actually leads to a part of education that insists on repetition. Because repetition even will work in a strange way because it changes everything. When you listen to something, if you really listen, right, or if it happens that you listen, means that that meaning is specially made for you, so it will dig even if you're not listening. In these moments, what's happening actually? What's happening is that you are being changed. Because when we talk about the consciousness, what is this consciousness? This consciousness, as far as we understand, is the outcome of some chemical activities, right? There are some chemical activities somehow in this machine that will give us this conception of being, right? Okay, what is thinking? Thinking is adding some chemicals to this chemical machine, which will become another machine. The consciousness is ever changing. By being self-aware, that awareness is changing. Forget the static state of mind. Everything is moving, do you know that? The first holy law I remember from Sheikh Mahmud al-Shabastari, that genius young fellow, I don't know if you ever hear about him or not, if not you have to, you say, remember, everything is moving. It comes to Mullah Sadra will say, oh, the universe is a form. The essence of this form is motion. And the essence of motion is God. We say that motion, which is the essence of this ever-changing thing. Because the existence is not really existence. It's a moving stuff. It's like a river, right? But every snapshot will show some form of this river standing still. Standing still doesn't exist. This includes consciousness. Consciousness is trying to grow up, is moving. Let's talk about the consciousness in general. When I say consciousness, I don't necessarily mean what you have in mind, which is human consciousness. Not even the self-awareness of the animals. That's not obvious stuff, that's not what I mean. I mean that a strange consciousness we discovered in subatomic particles. When they know you are observing it and they disappear, they reappear somewhere else. This is new physics, quantum physics. I mean they disappear and reappear. And they are conscious, they know you are watching them. I am behind an electronic microscope, which separates me from this particle by observing it and changing it, and me, I'm changing by that observation. I am an ever-changing stuff. I don't stand still. Even if I freeze like this, I'm moving along. That's what the universe is. So, talking, listening will change you to begin. This is the secondary, which is based on a part of the logic, which is a little bit to the abstraction of mathematics and physics and science like that. Right? Then there are explanations beyond that. Beyond that, there is another point of view that there is no coincidence and there is no accident. Everything is planned. It was in an idea, and we are idealists. We believe that the idea of this has already existed. Means this is planned. Okay, in planning, they planned it. How did they plan it? Do you know? Any idea? How they planned this stuff, this ongoing, ever-changing universe? We know one thing about it. It doesn't go vertically. It grows. We know that the consciousness grows. Now, planet Earth is self-aware because it had looked at itself in a mirror. Isn't this the difference between you and the monkey? The monkey doesn't know that picture what it is. But you know, and you see your picture, and your awareness will change, right? How do you see your picture? You tell me.
From the consciousness that you have at that particular time.
You remember this six-year-old boy here? The sharp one? You just confused him. He said, how do you see yourself? You are... What are you?
Reflection.
You are that lady, right? What? You see the picture with your eyes only, right? If your eyes is closed, so you are not seeing the picture. You are seeing the picture through a part of you, right? So planet Earth washed this picture through our eyes and cameras and everything that we present that they exist. They are here. If you don't have difficulties to understand that this table is aware, because those little particles, even they show the sign of awareness. So the Earth now succeeded to look at itself and know how does it look even from the Moon, right? Even from Mars. Something is growing, right? So there is this movement. It was planned to grow. It was not planned to collapse. This theory of collapse comes from the old age. The elderly people, they believe that it's the end of the story. It's a doomsday. Because their physical status starts to collapse, that's it. The universe is not going to be ruined. These old doom days, they are all nonsense. That the doom day is coming. Everything is blooming and growing and we included. How? So the order is like that. If you're trying your best, then you deserve to have something. Then before something happens, they will give you a notice. How about that? This is another kind of explanation. Comes from another angle. All these three will show you the range of explanation. It's not to be understood only. Life is to be lived. to be experienced.